Good afternoon, everybody. This is Kevin Barna, the CEO and Managing Director for KB Logix Business Solutions. We've got KBL Business, Business Technology, and of course KBL E-commerce. So this post is I'm going to focus on KB Logix Business Solutions, and you know, before I leave, I'll touch on just touch on KBL e-commerce a little bit. There's more going on right now, you know, with everything. We've probably got, I think I've got 8 logos now, so essentially 8 entities, you know, big enough that it's really a business in itself, each one of these. And obviously, being as short-staffed as we are, and enduring the global pandemic, you know, it's a lot of work for one person. So I've been doing that, and I thought, yeah, I've been wanting, you know, for a long time. I've understood the value of all the things that today's technology has to offer. And since our world has become a digital world, it's really software-defined existence. You know, it's no longer, technology is no longer made up of a lot of bulky equipment that has to be compatible and work together. And when there's an issue and you got these IT guys sitting around trying to troubleshoot, it's not like that anymore. It's not so clunky. Now it's everything is kind of one. It's a program, and you create that infrastructure, and you just keep building on that, and then that's called a converged application platform. And so, you know, what technology is capable of is really what you know it's what your mind can imagine, and what value it can bring, and who's got money to pay for someone to sort out that programming and make it happen. But we can really probably do most things now outside of given emotions. You know, it's limitless, and in real time, you know, we can converge historical data anywhere in the world and in real time, along with operational data, and can just come up with these really intelligent reports and different things. So, you know, I understood the value of today's technology and what it has to offer, and especially, you know, from a business perspective. And as a small business, there's never a great time. I mean, when do you have time to really, you know, go out there and just focus on establishing that online presence? You know how valuable it is, but you stop doing what you're doing over here and it costs you money. It's tough. So COVID hit, and I thought, man, if I'm ever going to do it, now's the time. So I bit off a lot more than I thought I was biting off. But I really established, and I'm so glad I did, but I established an online presence by creating an e-commerce store. I've got 400 different product categories now, a couple private labels with KBL Activewear, and KBL CBD, just a broad spectrum of quality products. The point of bringing that up during my primarily KB Logix post, KB Logix Business Solutions, KBL Business Technologies kind of go hand in hand now, is because the purpose of creating that e-commerce store is more than any other business. You know, it's critical that they optimize the search engines, that really max out their efficiencies, or they're not going to survive, they're not going to compete. So by focusing on establishing that store, I knew that I would be forced to set those things up, really where the value is, and I could bring KB Logix back after sacrificing that time and piggyback off of that. And man, it was just immensely just arduous and just tedious and ongoing, and then just it was always next week for a year. It seemed like next week. I could never really get there, just wasn't ready. I could maybe get people to the site, but the site was what just wasn't ready, or whatever it is. The whole puzzle has never quite come together. You knew it was going to. It's progress every week. Well, what I'm getting at here is I think we've really, we've hit that first hump. All right, the store is looking great. We've optimized the search engines, especially heading into Christmas, but the store wasn't ready. We had 13,200 visitors in November in 30 days. The 10 days prior to that, which is when we opened, we had 169. So we went up to 450 per day for that next 30 days. The problem was I wasn't ready on the back end to handle it. Couldn't do it quick enough. So, it's there's a lot to do. It's gonna get with it. There will come a day, and it will happen over the course of this next year, where you're really gonna see the technology doing the heavy lifting, and I'll be able to really focus back on my core competencies, which is selling and marketing. But there's so much other. I'm a lawyer. I'm an accountant. I've got to, become a developer. I've got to run this store, do all the things that are not specifically marketing and sales. So I could feel the store getting ready to just explode. Now, I made a little error. I didn't. I had my merchant account wasn't. I didn't set the gateway up, and so you couldn't actually make a purchase. I'm doing that now. Lots of people contacted me with, "Hey, I want to buy this. I want to buy that." Little did I know, it wasn't active. By the way, if you are going to buy something on KBL e-commerce, it's becoming more of a pleasure, I think, to shop because I've got it broken into these categories. It's just more efficient. You can see the value. You're starting to. There's a long way to go, but you can feel it now. If you see something you want to purchase, because there are some exceptional values, just go to my Facebook account, that business page. It's the Instagram, so it's KB. It's facebook.com/KBLECOM. Forward slash. So it's facebook.com/KBLECOM for e-commerce, short for e-commerce. So KBLECOM forward slash. All right, when you go there, up by the banner where, up top there, you'll see a spot where it says shop. Click on that, go in there and make sure that if you have that the product, the full name, put it in the search, pull it up, and you can make the purchase on Facebook right now. And you should be able to do it seamlessly pretty quickly. But I should have it fixed by the end of the day, no later than tomorrow. I'm working on it. Got a lot of things going on at the same time. Now, that said, I'm moving physical locations, right? So I'm moving business locations. I'll have a presence and downtown Fort Lauderdale, you can know where Morton's is at, just big office building, and I think is the one I'm going to go with as a home for my businesses, and a permanent home. So when I move around, because I've always worked out of offices in my home. So there's some things going on there. KB Light, we're just finishing up with one of the hotels. I just wanted to actually spend a minute on that too. And any all you hotel owners out there, general managers, anyone who makes decisions for hotels, or even multifamily, kind of go hand in hand because you are both multi-tenant properties. It's just the only difference is in multifamily kind of set of the amenities, everything's set up so that you live there. Right, for probably leases, you typically a year, man, at least 6 months. Whereas the hotel, Marriott or a Hilton, you're gonna rent for a week or for 3 days or 10 days, whatever it is, short term. That's the difference. Other than that, they're very similar, right? Again, multi-tenant, and just some subtle differences, but they're as far as the structure and certain things, they're the same. Now we all know. The hotel industry got hit pretty hard by COVID. I spent 15, 16, 2015, 16, 17, really focusing with technology solutions on solutions for Marriott brand hotels, Hilton brand hotels, and Intercontinental Hotel Group too, your Holiday Inns and all that, IHG. So those three hotel groups attribute to about two-thirds of the hotel rooms in the world. And I did a lot of business back then. It was right around the time that, we had fiber optics, but it was really becoming more prevalent during that couple year, 2, 3 year stretch. And these major hotel groups, the leaders in the industry, Marriott, Hilton, IHG, were setting the band or a brand standards. They were requiring now that all they know that their hotels could not have a shared network coax connection anymore. Marriott brand, Hilton brand, they understood the difference in the value. They were losing business customers leaving. Technology is a utility now. It's the lifeblood of any business. You need it. You're required to have it. If you think if you don't have it, then your competition has it. The difference. It's not a level playing field. So it's invaluable. And the number one amenity of any tenant that lives in an apartment or any kind of multi-tenant, tenant environment, and for hotel guests, is a wireless connection. The thing is, they want a wireless connection that works all the time. And it's not most connections and any wireless connection that's typically available to a residential customer is going to have some issues because especially in a dense kind of congested environment like an apartment complex. You get, I guess, three or four high, 5 or 10 high, maybe. They're stacked on top, and then maybe 10 in a row or whatever. And everybody's got 15 devices. They all have a doorbell and an entertainment, and everything works off Wi-Fi. Your cell phone and your car now works off Wi-Fi, and all these things, appliances, everything. So many things. If you really think about it, it's a lot more than you probably think. Also, your laptops and your tablets and all that. Well, those signals, those radio, those wavelengths. It's kind of like a radio station. They inter you know when they intersect, you have interference, and it causes issues. All right, so the point I'm going where I'm going with this is there's a lot of value in the enterprise level, the latest in technology that works all the time. So the hotel industry, got hit pretty hard, and they were required. I don't think anyone was allowed to stay in a hotel. They had put forth, a lot of mandates and just different things, it really putting them in a bad spot. Having worked and focused in that space, I'm going to reach out all the people out there that have helped me out with likes and with just the 5-star reviews, all the things that really had you not done that for me, I wouldn't be here because I would have fell off. Those are the things that are a difference maker. When you try to establish yourself online, you're training that artificial intelligence, and it's sending all these people your way to do business, and that's where it becomes, what it can do for small businesses can become big businesses overnight, based on the way the technology is. What I'm asking is, we're just finishing up one now. I've worked with got Brett Darlington as a director of hotel operations for Commonwealth Lodging. I've done a lot of work with him over the years, and we're just finishing up with the Richmond Marriott Short Pump, and he's ramping that thing up. He inherited and some older technology, and these guys are on point. I love those guys, the way they do business from Brett on down. You could tell the way he does things because everyone underneath kind of follows that culture, and it's just a pleasure working with those guys. And I think it's the same trickles right down into the guests that stay at his hotels and the staff there. I met know a lot of the through the different the Hiltons in Jacksonville and Gastonia, North Carolina. He's got some presence and the Richmond Waterside or Waterside Norfolk, I believe, is Marriott, and the big convention center in Virginia Beach, where their headquarters is. And now, the Richmond pump we're working on, we're just finishing up some pretty good technology. What I'm saying is, hey, go on LinkedIn, go on Google, Google Maps. Fine. Give these guys likes. Let's help these guys ramp back. They're doing great. They're going to be fine. But, everybody's got these guys to get back all the hotels out there, a little bit short-staffed. And the way this economy works, we cannot do it if only a few of us are there. And way this, we can really strengthen the economy, which benefits everybody immensely, is just by, reaching out and doing the little things we can. It doesn't cost a penny. What I'd like to see is, and this is a guy I know and I've got a vested interest in him and his group, but these small businesses, do what you can. It doesn't cost anything to give a like, right? Or a review of you, if someone's doing a good job or you noticed it, go get on there and just, it takes a couple minutes, but wow, it's a difference maker for that business. So I want to help get this Richmond short pump rolling. Just in the only, we're working, doing some work together now, and they're doing fine. But let's enhance it a little bit. Everyone who's hearing this post, get on there and Google, Facebook. I don't know if the Richmond, if it's got its own business page or not. I haven't checked, but I'm sure it's on, at the very least Google, maybe on Microsoft does, Google does 60% of the search engine business, and then Microsoft carries, for the most part, the other 40 with between Bing and Yahoo. Get on those different search engines and search for, let's make today, let's focus on the Richmond short pump. It's called Richmond Marriott short pump. And anyone hearing this post, do me a favor, just go on and Google and go out and give me a like too, by the way. I got the three Facebook pages, NKB Logix Business Solutions on Google. Reviews aren't, hey, we're not against 5-star reviews, but I want to focus on the Richmond short pump. I want to do my part and with these hotels and give a little back and get these guys rolling. They're a big part of the economy. We need them for a strong economy, and they were really out there with their backs against the wall. Now, the other thing is, with along the same lines, any hotel owners, and Brett and the Commonwealth Lodge, and they understand this, as do a lot of, certain hotels that I've worked with. And, there's most hotels, and I'll just give you one example, are end of life on their phone systems. But three out of four hotels have a dated phone system. And usually that literally is a difference, and it's going to cost you some time and some money, right? Compared to the guy over here who's updated his, and it does all, it does the heavy lifting. This technology and like a phone system for a hotel is just a huge part of that. I mean, it actually does the work, and you can focus on different, it doesn't break, it adds amenities, it does things that if you don't have it, you're manually doing. So it does a lot of things. Now, at the same time, and that adds value. When you go in and you're staying at one of these hotels versus the other, you notice the difference. You go, it's a little bit older. It's not, you don't know, can't pinpoint things like that. Whereas you go to new and you go, oh my God, no, it's state of the art. I even had something, and you're talking about the different things the technology does. It does a lot. All right, so there's things in place right now that make it less money. It costs less money to take advantage of these offerings, maybe no upfront costs, and reduces your monthly expenditures, and you're upgrading to this technology that does all these. So there's just certain things in place right now with COVID, as a result of COVID, has something to do with it. And then on the back end, just different breaks and tax breaks, or maybe you're getting 100% write-off and you're getting it back up. Different things available, and I'm familiar with all of them. What I'm trying to say is, if you're in that industry, I will do just kind of do an evaluation. I get or gather some information and do it, and give you a really good idea. Because if we can, put an extra 2,000, 5,000 in your pocket and take advantage, upgrade this technology, I mean, it's a difference maker, right? And then I'll also show you ways just to have the technology do a lot of work and just get some extra guests to the hotels. There's a lot of things, all right, guys. So I've focused in this space. I've And multifamily, there's lots of things we can do there. Multifamily, let's say you've got 10 locations with 200 or 300 tenants, 400. Now I'll generate an extra $1 million in cap, cap rates or net operating income is worth a million, but it's going to increase your cap rates and your building value. I can do, there's, I've created some solutions. I do a lot. I use that utilize technology to kind of adds amenities, but it generates revenues. It doesn't affect the tenant's budget. It does a lot. So, it can hurt just to get them, have somebody, you talk to me. Let me do an evaluation. Every property, every case is unique. But we're really getting ready to blow up in a lot of areas. Now's a great time to just reach out, man. I'm just give you information. I don't make the decisions for any of you out there, but I just give you the best options. I'm uniquely designed as a business technology company, and I did this on purpose after 15 plus years in the industry, and in providing enterprise level technology solutions, understanding that as a business, having to step away from your core competencies and focus on some technology need and do your shopping and who are you going to call? Maybe you're kind of dealing with a senior enterprise account executive for this company or over, and he's going to pretty much know. Have you ever had anybody tell you they didn't have the best, or perhaps some of this guy over here's got a better solution? No. There's thousands of options. Well, what I've uniquely done is, as opposed to having to be loyal to one company that employs me, I've set up partnerships with all of them. I've partnered with 350, give or take, the top service providers in the world. And I'm talking telecom, all your top internet service providers. I mean, your best fiber connections, dark fiber, whatever, cloud, managed services, merchant accounts. I can, whatever your needs are, and they compete for my business. I get the same pricing, the same portals, the same if I need to consult with the top engineers on a solution and get things done, the same as if I worked in-house. I do not, my model's set up uniquely with its loyalties to you, the customer, as opposed to the other way around where you're kind of pot committed and stuck with whatever the vendor you choose. It's really tough to shop for more than one or two, and you really don't know until it's done. If it was, and it's not often it is the best value. I can literally ensure 99.9 that you have the best options in front of you based specifically on your needs. I can mix match. I can do. It's all case by case, but based on your unique needs. So there's all kinds of value that I don't think anyone can compete with. Just based on model, based on the structure. And now I'm at a point where it's established enough. Our online presence, by the way, is now established enough. I'm starting to feel it. And just even from the e-commerce store, we're just getting the credibility and we're in the game now. Those search engines that have optimized through the e-commerce are going to benefit. Just as planned, KB Logix, and I'm going to keep doing. I got all kinds of. There's a bigger picture here. I'm not going to get into all that in this post, but when you do business with me, I can explain some of these things and I can enhance your search. And there's a lot of value, a lot of benefits. I know I've already been pretty long on this post, but hey, I'm pulling right now. I'm spread very thin. I'm burning the candle at both ends. Wearing a lot of hats. It's humanly impossible when I'm trying to I just up spread that thin, but there are what yeah I will our company our culture our business plan will always I understand the value that the customer brings, and that's who I answer to. And I've said this a few times recently, but I really consider in so many ways that who I answer to. That's my boss. You say, well, you can do what you no, I really can't. I won't be in business if I just, don't understand what the customer brings to the table. Without the customer, you're out of business. So I always, unlike as we get more and more software defined and in this digital world, I personally, all the business and all the things I'm doing online, all the realize, man, customer service is out the window. You get they put these data sheets and instructions, and if you need clarification, man, you're not going to get it. 6 months later, you're still pulling your hair out. I will never do that. That's not how we operate. I want to hear from you. If it's important to you, it's important to me. And everything we do is based on the relationship, long term, the customer's needs. And so, it's mutually beneficial when it's done that way. And nobody's doing it anymore. So, between the value and the genuine, tangible value that we kind of set to created this model with your needs in mind, and then the culture and the philosophy, it's just set up for a lot of long-term sustainability, growth, scaling, on both sides. All right, if I have I cannot even emphasize enough that if I was not KB Logic, I would use KB Logic's only, knowing what I know. Because there ain't nobody, I mean, I know what we bring to the table for you. We just, and it's not me, it is. I mean, I understand it and I think that way, but you have these, I mean, I created these resources for you. They're just simply not available in this way. That's where KBL Business Technology comes to play. If you see behind me here, all right, here we go. Oh, we got KBL Business Technology one-stop shop, and that is going to be, it's going to be the hub of everything online. And by the way, man, check go by KBL e-commerce. By the way, I'm doing some things with the merchant service. I it's down for a day. If you do decide you want to buy something, you can shop on KBL e-commerce. But go. I think I mentioned this before. Go to the Facebook shop. All right, it's on the business page, the Facebook, Instagram, KBL e-commerce. The URL is just go to facebook.com/KBL ecom, ECOM. So KBL ECOM forward slash. On that business page, if you go to the top, you'll see where it says shop. You click on it, you're on there. Just put the name of the product. They make sure you get it, and it should pull up the same price. They can do the checkout right on Facebook. All right. So we've got a lot of great things happening. There's all kinds of stuff with KBL e-commerce. I'm not going to spend too much time on that. But I really think KB Logic's, we finally just really got them back in the mix. I'm still spending a lot of time on the e-commerce right now, trying to get things. The one thing they really kind of got pushed back, and it's invaluable. It's really going to be like maybe the most important part once all these other things get done, and then I can focus on it. But it is the KBL Business Technology as the hub, and I have just haven't had the time to really get my head into that. When I do. You guys, the URL for that, the primary one, is kblbusinesstechnology.com. Right now, it's going to be huge. I may have 50, 60, 200,000, I don't know, just pages, maybe more than that. I mean, you're talking about adding as many technology solutions from all my partners as I can get on there. It's going to take me a few years, and having a platform that makes it easy to follow and you can navigate through. I'm going to bring in the stores is going to have a presence there. All the e-commerce stuff I got going. There's a blog, KBL Real Talk, and that integrates kind of with my presence on Facebook, which I have three business pages and probably soon to be like six because there's some things I haven't had time. Once I'm able to staff up, which should be fairly soon, there's a lot of things happening. So maybe a little bit all over the place. Just did this post kind of off the cusp. I knew I had to get one in there for KB Logics. There's so much going on. So I have neglected a little bit of the social media, which is important because it does optimize these search engines and gets us going. So man, just all your support is again, it's just invaluable. I can't thank everybody enough. At the end of all my posts, I usually take some time to do that. But you know, hey, keep doing what you're doing. And if anything I can do to benefit, you know, you guys. Oh, by the way, you know, again, the KBLEcom.com, Facebook/KBLEcom. You guys, there's I put a and it may be on the KBL Business Technology, Facebook/KBL Business Technology/. One or the other, but there's a calendar, and you can do blocks of 15 minutes if you want to schedule a meeting with me directly. And I just it was just been so impossible to give the attention, you know, when a customer needs it, and it drives me nuts. I really think that that's, you know, that's to me the number one. You know, more than anything else, that can wait when I got a customer, because customer tells you what their needs are. If they have an issue, I mean, that's what everything's about, right? They're giving you, it's like getting the answers to the test. I can ace this thing if I just listen to the guy that I'm trying to, you know, to ace this. If it's a store, if it's technology, I'm all about your, you know, your niches. What your one's a business, one's a person, doesn't matter. The customer of any of my businesses is who I'm aiming to please, and that's what creates value. So if I don't have time for my customer, then what am I doing? Well, I'm in the wrong business, right? It's about me, not them. That's never gonna happen, guys. So understand all that, and again, hey, go to the Richmond Marriott short pump. Okay, go on Google, give it some likes, support my guys. We're gonna focus on that one today. Anybody who hears this, just go over there and give them some likes. And it's in Richmond, obviously. Look it up if you're in town, man, or if you did live there. I know I have a big presence. I lived in Virginia Beach 10 years. But you know, get away for the weekend, go stay at the hotel. So if you can do it, and it's something you would enjoy. You know, we got to do what we can to support all businesses right now. And so that's what just keeps the economy strong. All right. So let's do it. And you couldn't do it to a better group, man. These guys are on point. They're just the best. You enjoy it. You'll probably keep going back, try to find their hotel group, you know, wherever you go. So, all right. Richmond Pump, Richmond, yeah, let me see what we got here. I think I don't know if I pulled it up or not. I had it probably right behind me. Anyway, again, I think it's 4240 or something. But yeah, the Richmond Marriott Short Pump. All right, all my peeps, go over there and let's give them some likes, give them some, you know, 5-star reviews for all the things that you're doing to get this to get their stuff on point, and go visit, man. And go, you know, stay a night, take your wife, take your girlfriend, have a little time away, you know. All right, everybody have a great day. Reach out to me for any reason. I'm here for you. It's important to you, it's important to me. All right, guys, ciao for now. I'm sure I left some stuff out. I'm sure I it was a little wordy at times on certain things, so I apologize for that. Have a great day, guys. Ciao.